Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here to stay. It is the DKV program is here to stay. Anyway, Wednesday, the 28th of July, in the last week of this, the sixth month? No, yeah, this is the seventh month, because next year, oh, wow, he's out. Jennifer, can you imagine? Look at all these numbers flying by. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's what it feels like.
It is. Well, it's kind of moving fast, that's for sure. Here we are to coach you through the day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay has a baby, and that pretty much explains a lot of things in terms of occupying your time. That's what's important. Being here is important, but taking care of your own is also very important, more important, actually, in my estimation. That's why I, with the ladies, will take care of friending things later on. That'll be very exciting. First, though, Jennifer and Victoria, discussion about vaccinations. I said to Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors on the DGV Health, in the health department, he's not been for getting shots and vaccinations and stuff. I told him a story about Phil Valentine, the talk host from Nashville, who almost departed because of getting COVID, and he has changed his tune on getting vaccinated. Not that everybody should be cowed or bullied into it, but I think at this point, and so I said to Jack, you're on the really short end of the stick. And his opinions are always backed up by facts and things that he can point to that suggest that getting a shot's not a great idea. Wearing a mask isn't a great idea. But the real energy is behind both of those things. Jennifer, you're in Los Angeles, where it seems that wearing masks everywhere is back in vogue. Are people resisting? The people who are saying they're not going to get vaccinated just seem to be, the numbers are changing, but there still is this sort of grudge match. I'm not going to get it. I'm not getting somebody to tell me what to do.
The actions aren't helping. I mean, in Los Angeles, even there's some pushback because it feels like we don't really follow numbers or science. It seems very arbitrary. And so the big story yesterday is that the CDC came out and Dr. Rochelle Walensky said, okay, we're putting back on, our recommendations are now changing that that vaccinated people should be wearing masks indoors in most scenarios, including in schools. Okay. Then you have expected today that Biden is going to announce a vaccine mandate for federal employees, that's supposed to happen today. Already where I live in California, Gavin Newsom on Monday announced a mandate for government employees. And in Los Angeles, they're supposed to start requiring it of city workers as well. They're following suit with Long Beach and Pasadena and some other cities in California who've already said that a mandate is on. And so, again, instead of sitting and talking to the American people about why they think the vaccine is a good idea and talking about how easy it is and maybe having some success stories about how people who have even gotten sick again with COVID have like a 99.9% chance of not getting in the hospital or getting very sick, instead it is this rush towards a mandate. And so now we're drawing the lines even further, not that we needed to, because it is already a black and white issue for most people. You're either vaccinated or you're unvaccinated. Well, they're leaving out millions of Americans who have recovered from the virus who have natural immunity. They're leaving out people who are immunocompromised who cannot get the vaccine. And they're turning this into a war of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And I just do not think this is the right way to go. You need to talk to people and tell them why it works. And here's what doesn't work. Telling people that a vaccine works and that if they get it, they won't have to wear masks. And now you're saying, well, even if you have it, you've got to wear masks. So now we're changing that.
Hasn't the information changed? Hasn't the info changed?
Hasn't
the reality changed? Yeah, I think it has.
Well, the reality, though, is, and this is an important distinction, is what Rochelle Walensky was saying from the CDC. She said, we're at this point, we're only 40, what are we, 40 9% vaccinated in this country, like people who are fully vaccinated. And she said, at this point, we're just a few mutations away from the vaccines not working. That's a huge issue. All the people who were vulnerable, who got vaccinated, everybody, you know, my parents, everyone's grandparents, everybody who, you know, we rushed to try to get them an online appointment to protect them. All the people who are not vaccinated are putting them at risk now. That's how viruses work. That's not political. That's not hyperbole. That's just science. That's just how viruses work. So the more hosts there are, meaning unvaccinated people, the more chance you have of this virus mutating yet again. And then we're going to be beyond Lambda. Then we're going to be on to who knows what's
next.
Here's
the thing, Victoria, and this is what bothers me, is that, and I just go back to what I know, so it's not like I'm trying to push California down people's throats, but we have a really high number of people who are vaccinated. We also have a really high number of people who have natural immunity from COVID. The mutations are not coming from here. They're coming from other places, and they're traveling here. I mean, the Delta variant is the India variant. They just changed the name. I mean,
yeah, I know.
The UK variant
was the first one. Yeah, what is that? That doesn't matter.
But I think yelling about unvaccinated people in this country causing, and this is what's happening. I'm not suggesting it's you or just, you know, specifically this program. But, like, everybody is, like, making this a team sport about the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And so, in this country, we aren't, our virus isn't mutating here. It's going other places around the world. So why are we yelling about people who are unvaccinated who might have natural immunity? I'm putting myself in this category. My dad, who just got antibody tested yesterday and has antibodies still to this day after having COVID for a year, or being recovered for a year.
Did his doctor tell him that he doesn't need to be vaccinated?
He said he doesn't need to, and said, I'll give you a card.
But that's fine. You guys are not the target of this.
But you know that. But it doesn't matter, though, because no one is. It doesn't matter that people like my dad are not the target, because this has now become a team sport. You're either vaccinated or you're unvaccinated. And so my point is this. Until the rest of the world comes through, these no matter what Rochelle Walensky says, we could be perfect in this country, and you're still getting people in another country where the...
Why would you not want to start?
But the virus is still mutating, is the point, and then your vaccine
is only
going
to continue to mutate. Yeah, but if you have, we never reached herd immunity, and we never got enough people vaccinated. So that's the problem. That's why these viruses are going to continue to mutate. We could have our own mutation here. We'll call it the USA mutation next. But that's where we're headed.
That's
the problem.
We can't call it from where it comes from anymore.
Okay. You know what I mean, Jen? I mean, come on. I'm not joking about it. Like, that's just where we're headed. And so call it whatever you want to call it. It'll be the next variant that has originated from the United States. Call it whatever you want. But that's where we're headed.
We don't know that because our vaccine numbers are pretty high. People with natural immunity aren't being counted into that. So...
Well, how many are there that have natural immunity? If you want to add 50%, what is it, 5%?
I think it's a lot more than that. How many
hundreds
people have COVID?
So are you suggesting then that there needs to be a dual effort, one to get unvaccinated and people who do not have never had COVID, get them vaccinated, and also get everybody free antibody testing? Because I would be down for that, too.
How else are we going to know? I think we are making it so, and I don't even need the free testing. People can pay for it. I'm for personal responsibility.
But how many people?
I don't like seeing is that it's black and white, and that people, it's either vaccinated or unvaccinated. You can either enjoy your life vaccinated, or you can be thrown out to dry unvaccinated. And they're not taking into account all the millions of people who have antibodies. They're not taking into account the people who just simply can't get the vaccine for their health. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying talk to people. And for the people that you are trying to get vaccinated who have never, ever had COVID, for that group of people, which I think is probably much smaller than the government is letting on, because I think a lot of people had COVID and
recovered. What's in it for the government and people who want, other than the drug companies make a lot of money?
I just suggest talking to those people instead of shouting at them and instead of saying, well, we're going to make you do this.
But you know that's the way it is.
But I agree with you on that one. As soon as the Biden administration said that's exactly what they wanted to do, and they made the door-to-door comment, and then everybody had a backlash about that.
Yeah, I don't think they weren't showing the right thing either.
But they weren't showing up with needles. They were showing up with pamphlets. That's information. That's talking to people.
From
that's
a
exactly
higher level.
That's exactly what you're saying. Okay. From a higher level. I don't know how much higher it can get.
Well, I think the Biden administration talking about or articulating why the vaccine is a good idea is a lot better. Still, even Rochelle Walensky at the CDC didn't answer all the questions that should have been answered.
Why is it up to the government? Why isn't it up to individuals to figure out what to do on their own?
Like their choices. That's the problem. So the goal is to get more people vaccinated. You're complaining that people aren't getting vaccinated. So the government does have a role in making the vaccine available and explaining to why people should have it, and then we allow people to make choices.
But that's been done. That message has been out there. I mean, President Trump...
Not in a great way.
But President Trump has said he got the vaccine, he called it a lovely, beautiful vaccine, or whatever he said. He got it, his whole family got it, Ivanka's all over Instagram with her getting the shot. How many more people need to see either side of the
aisle?
Who else needs
not about
Jesus have to jump off the cross and say, go ahead and get the vaccine? Who else needs
that would be
to
helpful.
Say it?
That would be helpful.
Well,
but here's the thing. Okay, so President Trump said, yes, it's a great vaccine. So did Joe Biden. But now it's Joe Biden's administration that's rolling this vaccine out. So here's what the job is. The job is to not flip-flop on all of this, because the message that we're getting is that the vaccine really doesn't work and that they're not confident in it. And if they were more confident in the vaccine, this is what people are hearing. From the flip-flopping of the mask guidance, from them saying that we better start wearing masks because even the vaccinated can now start COVID.
I'm not buying that.
Well, Doug, I'm telling you, look, you can buy one perspective. I buy your perspective. I'm telling you from another perspective, the government is so all over the place that people are losing faith.
There's a problem with having too much government. There's no question in my mind about the government. Everything we talk about
California
here is all about
the
government.
Such an exceptional case that, Jen, you're so inundated with crap in California that the rest of the country is not experiencing what you're experiencing. I'm in New Jersey. I am not experiencing any of the frustrations that you are when it's coming to mask mandates and flip-flopping. There has been a very steady stream of information, and it's all gone in the same direction where I am. The messaging has not changed.
I would say that, okay, so then maybe that's it. We'll have to curb the conversation here. The idea that California is so different. Both my children, who've lived in California for quite a long time, both of them are thinking about going someplace else. And that is huge, given the fact that what they do is based in California, but they are getting uncomfortable with all of the foolishness that's going on, measured however you want to measure it. And I think that's part of the problem. We have made politics our god, and it is not serving us. We have made the government our god, and it doesn't serve us. What serves us is to be able to think and figure out things on our own, which is something that, you know, you should be able to figure out on your own whether you want to resume wearing a mask. You should figure out on your own whether you want to have a shot. It shouldn't be somebody saying, I see the government now mandates that all government employees, you're going to announce that today, right? Have to get a shot. Why isn't it? This is, I guess there is a lot of shouting going on here and there. I can remember having over the course of the last year and a half, people arguing about wearing a mask, yelling and screaming, where's your mask? It's that kind of attitude that does turn people off. And it comes from a place of ignorance. If you know what the odds are of you getting this, and you want to protect yourself and your family and people that you care about, then you do something about it. If you don't, then you are kind of a dummy, I think. 19 after the hour.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
We'll be right back. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's now 23 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. Okay, we got to focus on our mental health. We're saying that. Somebody who's getting a lot of press is saying that as well. And it happens to be trending with good reason. We'll find out who that is and what's going on, what the story is from the Olympics right after this.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next-day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Okay, so the future of us getting gold medal. You want to give us the count first here before we talk about Simone Biles? Do we have a count, Victoria?
Why don't you start talking about Simone, and I will get the count.
We're at 30. We've got 30.
We're 30. Total. Okay, good.
We're in first place.
We're still in second place. First place.
Yep, first place. We've got 30 medals. China's in second place with 24. Japan's in third with 20. And Russia, the Russian Olympic Committee, is in fourth place with 19.
Okay. I don't understand how that works, by the way.
I don't either.
How the
I
heck is Russia
outrage.
Still playing
yeah.
the rock? I mean, come on. It makes them just sound cooler.
No, it doesn't. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
For those of you who don't know, the rock, the Russian Olympic Committee.
Committee, yeah. Baloney. Okay, it makes a mockery of the whole gymnastics.
Yeah.
It makes a mockery of the whole event, of the whole
Olympics.
You know
what makes also a mockery? Not to be poor Simone Biles. We're going to get to her in 1 second. But not only having the Russians in there after the doping scandal, just under a different name, but also having China in there. I mean, come on, Olympic Committee. I know they're good. I know those Chinese athletes get a taste of freedom. But seriously, with all the atrocities and the Uyghur Muslims that are in concentration camps right now,
yeah.
Come on.
Well, that's what we've been saying all along, right? Are the Beijing Olympics even going to happen?
Right,
or,
they should not.
Right, yeah.
Well, maybe
that's
the Olympics,
a couple months.
Maybe the Olympics should go away under the circumstances. Okay, anyway, let's talk about Simone Biles and what her problem is. Is she physically or emotionally or mentally or all of those things not fit? And I use that term.
She's fit.
She looks pretty fit
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
But what's
she's incredible.
Why is she out?
Well, Jen, do you want to take this one? I mean, we all know this. I think at this point, everybody knows the story. Simone Biles is out of the Tokyo Olympics. She announced yesterday that she would be out of the group competition, and now the update is that she has also withdrawn from the all-around competition, so you will not see Simone Biles in any events. She's completely removed herself from the team, which actually, you know, a lot of people are, I mean, like Jen was saying, we were talking about this off the air, a lot of people are giving her grief. She's getting a lot of support, and then a lot of other people, and they all are men, in my experience, a lot of
doing
sports
talk radio,
dudes.
Sports talk radio
well,
programs.
Just men on Twitter, on social media in general, sports fans who happen to be male are giving her a hard time, and I do not understand it. I schooled my own husband on this yesterday because he started in with it. Well, Michael Jordan played with 104 fever, and so-and-so
uh-oh.
Played with a broken foot, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah,
good
that
for him.
Did
I mean,
not end
awesome.
Well for him. But, yeah, I mean, Simone
but
Biles.
But that's fine. I would say, and not to interrupt you, but I would say that's great that Michael Jordan did that. Good for him.
That's
why
what I said. I was like, well, that was his choice.
Right.
And Simone Biles is also a GOAT. She is also a greatest of all time. She already has the gold medals to prove it. So if she can't, if this is just, I mean, look, her brother was just acquitted for murder a couple weeks
yeah.
ago. She has been through COVID. She's got the trauma from Larry Nassar. She has got the pressure of the world to be the gold Olympian again, plus having to deal with her brother be on trial for murder for the whole, all of last year,
well,
being incarcerated and he didn't
there.
Do it.
Yeah, so
crazy.
Not only, I mean, and look, everybody has a lot of stuff, but this is particularly a lot. Her first
yeah.
Olympics since the Larry Nassar thing came out. You're right, her brother, all of that drama. She doesn't have anybody there supporting her, and the Olympics were delayed for a year. This Olympics is already weird. There
yeah.
are no fans there. I feel like there's not as much interest as in usual
years. Well, it's kind
of
like what's going on all over.
It's a tough year.
The world,
but, yeah.
the world is chaotic.
Yeah.
We have to pause now. It's the 28th and change, almost 20.
She didn't quit.
After the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title.
I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I say put mental health first because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
The American gymnastics star withdrew from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being and not an injury, as first reported by some American media outlets. Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a special runoff in Texas' 6th Congressional District Tuesday night. Former President Trump backed Wright in the race. Elzey, who won more than 53% of the vote, with nearly all precincts reporting. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Voter ID is something that is very partisan. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want the ID in place for election integrity. After President Biden calls the new legislation Jim Crow laws without providing any details, the Texas governor calls Biden a liar.
A trio of Texas Democrats who left the state in protest of a proposed voting law will be testifying before Congress. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform has called the hearing on Thursday. The Texas legislation would roll back some of the expansions made to voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the stuff you're hearing out of the administration is not accurate when it comes to the new Texas voting reforms.
Anybody who says this is a Jim Crow law, they don't either know Jim Crow laws or they don't know what's going on in the state of Texas. And in fact, Texas passed a voter ID law a few years ago, and they said the same thing. Oh, this is a voter suppression. It will deny people of color the ability to vote. It's easier today than it's ever been for people of color, for all Texans, to be able to cast a vote. And so these aspersions that have been cast by the President of the United States are completely reprehensible. It shows the American people that the President of the United States is willing to lie about what's going on to try to get his way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you own an iPad, iPhone, or Mac computer, go update your device right now. Why? Because there are brand new patches out that will combat newly discovered hacks. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
After the hour, it is Wednesday, 28th of July. You're listening to the business end of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay is attending to her young son, Mac, which is important. I have a local story here that I think has some impact. I'm going to share with you, all of you, the story that made national headlines about a police officer and an executive from eBay who are now going to federal prison. They're each paying a $15,000 fine because they focused on a couple that were writing in, they were doing a newsletter that covered e-commerce, and they were saying things that weren't nice about eBay. And so this scheme was an anonymous, sort of profane thing going back and forth. These people
then once they were targeting these people, the two, the husband and wife, because of bad experiences that they had, they were writing about on eBay, and these two guys went after them and did all kinds of things, not only posting things online, but going to their house, driving, following them around as they drove to go to work or they went to shop, intimidation things.
And wait, so these people, are like hitmen from eBay?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's exactly who they are.
One of them was a former cop. There's something missing in this story.
How do you mean? These people were doing bad reviews on social media,
uh-huh.
And these guys, they identified who they were. They knew. I mean, they told people, this is my, here's me, I'm so-and-so, and I had a bad experience with eBay, and this is the story. And it went viral because the story was so egregious, and as a result of that, eBay sent somebody out to find out who they were and to try to intimidate them and chase them around. And one of the people that was doing that was a former police officer, and the other one was an eBay executive, a local eBay executive. I don't see what's so hard to understand about that. They were trying to intimidate. They did intimidate. They scared the hell out of the people and their family. The police, local police, got a hold of it, and they started following the people who were following this family.
Just laughing because I've written scathing reviews about things that I bought
and
on
nobody's
eBay.
Ever come after you?
No. Yeah. I mean, they're not Monsanto. I mean, we know Monsanto actually has henchmen. You know,
that.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not Scientology who they, you know, same deal. It's just...
Well, are they becoming like that? Is eBay... I've never had good luck with anything I ever did on eBay, frankly. But I, you know, I don't write any reviews because that's not my thing. But a lot of people do fill up all kinds of social media stuff. I mean, look at, I was buying a truck from a dealership down in Kentucky, and I looked at the Yelp reviews, and they were horrible, awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to somebody who knows the business and said, look, car dealers, truck dealers, they all get horrible reviews, but you have to consider how many, who the people are that do the, write the reviews. This guy sells 400 trucks a year.
Right, that's a huge, I mean, there are billions of dollars that are exchanged on eBay. That just seems like there's something more to this story. And if anyone is, as an entity, is going to have a target, it's the Yelpers, it's not the eBay people. So,
yeah, Yelp is killing.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, Yelp can put people out of business. It's mostly restaurants.
It's hard on restaurants. And the stupid thing is, there are so many people who go in and, like, dirty their knife, and then they're like, hey, my knife is dirty, and then they want something free. Free for that, right? And then if they don't get it, then all of a sudden there's a nasty review on Yelp. It's unbelievable how people use that and become their own restaurant critics.
The fellow involved in this is a guy named Cook, who was in charge of the global security team for eBay. He came from Santa Clara, California. Find this
to your hometown to go after these people. Who
are,
so how many horrible reviews did these people give on eBay?
I didn't look at the number. I just looked at the reaction. The guy from eBay responding, the first when people were this, there was a lawsuit actually. It was filed against eBay by these people, and then the response online from the eBay guy was, quote, she's a biased troll who needs to get burned down.
So there was a lawsuit involved. Okay, so that's what the missing piece was, because none of this made any sense on just based on singling out someone who gave a bad review. So there's a lawsuit involved. That makes a lot more sense. Okay.
Really? I thought following him around, the ex-cop.
Well, because of the lawsuit.
That's when you say things, Victoria, it sounds so much better.
I'm struggling to figure it out. Because I was
when
you first told the story, I was thinking of like the frogmen that invaded Roger Stone's home in CNN that were like following people around, threatening them and like trying to shake them down for their bad reviews. Yeah.
I thought that made sense. Okay, well, listen, you can't always be a hero. The
coming into the creek in the back of their house.
Yeah.
Give me back my eBay review.
Right. That's kind of where I was. I was like, is this fake news? Like, and the whole time I'm listening, like, wait a minute. This just doesn't sound
like the
right.
Men in Black come and...
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. Calm down. Yeah. Very nice.
Those shoes were perfectly fine.
Uh-huh.
I said they were like new. I didn't say they were new.
All right. So that's the reason that I don't do buy things on eBay. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, next. The Capitol Police in their testimony before the January 6th hearing. And what went on
just
down
when
there.
I was having fun. You have to ruin my mood, huh? Come on.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to figure out why. Well, you want to. We could probably laugh about some of this stuff, too. I don't know whether it's a laugh about
it. There were a lot of tears. There were a lot of tears. I mean, here's
very
the thing.
Very emotional.
Yeah, but how much of it is real? You had Adam Schiff up there visibly trying to make himself cry. You had Adam Kinzinger up there.
Well, I was not. I'm talking about the police themselves who were
They told harrowing stories, and they showed video that was new. The thing, and again, I don't want to downplay this, but the reaction to it makes you start wanting to downplay it, because it's like, it's just...
Really? I didn't know anything about these testimonies until I read this yesterday, and I was like, wow, this is even worse than I thought it was.
The sad thing is that these four officers who are up there have been very, very loud and very political in the past, and many of them have... anti-conservative, anti-Trump rhetoric on their timelines. And so I'm not calling into question that there were horrific things that happened that day. I believe that is true. I believe that maybe some of those horrific things happened to the officers. But it felt very overtly political yesterday watching it. And I carried some of it live on my local program just to get a taste of what they were talking about. I think it's fair so that we can all cover it as fairly as possible. I want the people who went in that first wave to be held accountable. I know people are calling for Ashley Babbitt's justice. She's the woman who got shot there. But I've been saying all along, when you climb through the window of the Capitol, you're putting your life at risk, right?
Right.
I mean, you can't expect law enforcement. I mean, we can go now and
you're
say, yeah, there wasn't.
You're trespassing. You don't
people,
get to say
yeah,
who
and people,
you and who doesn't.
And people don't really, I mean, from their perspective, a lot of people say, well, there wasn't even one gun. There wasn't even one firearm that was recovered from that scene. Not one. So a lot of people on my side of the aisle are saying, what kind of coup is it if you're trying to say it was a coup of the government or a takeover without one gun? My argument to that is that you don't the people on the other side of the door, the people in Congress and the police didn't know that, right? And so to be fair, I think the reaction that I question is the police officers who are on tape at the Capitol letting people in. I think they only caused more to the problem, and there are just as many of those videos as the other. They were letting people in. So I would like to know what went down with the failure of the Capitol Police. They had intelligence that something was going to happen, why they didn't ask for the National Guard, where that decision was made. I think that's all great so that we can prevent this from happening again.
What's the answer to that, by the way?
That's why a lot of people believe Nancy Pelosi didn't want to allow Republicans like Jim Jordan and Jim Banks on the dais, because the questions about, because Nancy Pelosi can order that security as Speaker of the House, she chose not to. And President Trump even, not him per se, but his administration had said, let's call in the National Guard, and they refused to do that. The Capitol Police said, nope, we've got it under control. No one talks about those things.
If the president gives you an order, how do you say no?
The administration said, look, we've got this, you need to call in the National Guard, and the Capitol Police refused to do that. So I say let's figure out where the breakdown is. As far as the criminal investigation, that's already going on. Thousands of people have been caught up in this investigation that don't even belong there. You have Schiff and Kinzinger up there crying saying that it's much worse than destroying federal buildings across the country. And it's like, let's just be fair. People who burn down police stations are just as bad as the people breaching the Capitol.
Let's talk about the influence of talk radio on this. And whether or not I'm beginning to see among some of my brethren here, and I don't mean just hosts, I mean people who run talk radio stations, people who are getting attacked now, not only because of the approach that some of, quote unquote, us have to the events, and then taking it one step further because of COVID, blaming talk radio and talk television for the number of people who have died. Well, Phil Valentine kind of has been the catalyst for this. Phil is a fellow who is a talk host in Nashville. Hopefully he'll go back to his job. His afternoons on the talk station in Nashville, been on the air for a long time. And he was a proponent of not getting the vaccine. And so a lot of people who are in the business That is the management of radio stations. A lot of people who are in the public eye, a lot of people who are in the so-called Fifth Estate, all these people now are beginning to question the role that conservative talk radio has had in making people sick. You may agree or disagree with this, but there were a lot of efforts that were launched by broadcast organizations. You've seen the ads on television. You've heard them on the radio to get people out to get vaccinated. And Phil was one of the people that after the ads were on the air, he basically said, well, you know, that's the government's opinion. I'm not so sure. He was a little more strident than that. And there are a lot of talk radio people who have said this is a conspiracy. You're going to, you know, the likes of Alex Jones, you're going to get a chip in your body when they give you the vaccine, that sort of stuff. And so what is there? I mean, I'm a skeptic about science. I recoil. I do physically when we all talk about the science of this because the science changes. So are we flagrantly irresponsible for putting forth the thoughts about January 6th? Are we flagrantly irresponsible putting forward the thoughts that we have about that really deny the science of the moment and bypass things and people
media.
Get sick?
Talk radio is where people come for opinion, right? I mean, unless you're going to an all-news station, people come to talk radio for opinion and a take on the news. People, I would be more concerned with what the mainstream media is offering, but I think there's also so much, I mean, there's so many narrative shifts right now, right? Like, if I get the vaccine or if I don't, that's on me. If you get the vaccine or you don't, that is on you. We make the decisions. Phil Valentine, God love him, chose not to get the vaccine, and he's now in the hospital. But
and
that being said,
that would
yeah, and I think there are a few people, but
shot.
I think there are a few people like Alex Jones and some of the rest who are like, oh, those you're going to be sleeping on the refrigerator. Those things are going to magnetize you. You're going to be ready to be armed for war, right? I mean, there are a few of those
people.
So then
it becomes comic. You know,
but the biggest thing that just frustrates the heck out of me is because I watch a lot of cable news every day to prep for my show. It is always on. And when I'm watching Fox News, like one of the big narratives this week is that Fox News is making people not get vaccinated. And it made me laugh because clearly anybody who watches Fox News for more than an hour knows that these anchors are tripping all over themselves talking about how they got vaccinated. They're running commercials about their vaccination process.
Tucker Carlson isn't, but Sean is.
Tucker's the only one. And here's the thing. Talking about free thought. It doesn't matter.
Not because of this. He's just an idiot.
Doug, he's not a doctor. So and this is how I approach
so
on my show.
I'm
not a doctor. I'm not telling you to get vaxxed, and I'm not telling you not to. You need to make the right decision for you. And that's what I think we need to do in this country is allow people a little freedom and liberty. And when we talk about telling people why, use the Chris Christie method. I never agree with him, but he's right about this. Mm. Talk to people. Give them the numbers. Tell them why this is good, even when we're seeing the science and the government flip-flop on masks and all that. Tell them why it matters instead of just do it or you'll be punished.
Right. Pretty much like the closing of the bridge. All right. So there it is. It's 48. Good food for thought. Thank you. 48 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal and lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen. And Pinterest is now going to let you make money. Wowie zowie.
This is so overdue. I'm really shocked that Pinterest is even bothering at this point. But what they're trying to do is to go after the influencer market, much the way that, you know, Instagram has done and Snapchat and TikTok and things like that. So Pinterest has announced its first set of tools to let content creators earn money by promoting items from around the site. So they're adding support for affiliate links. They're letting creators get a cut of the purchases that they drive. This is all, essentially, they're stealing this all from Instagram. But a lot of people are on Pinterest, and a lot of people really like it. And so now that what you do is you can add product tagging to the story called Idea Pins, the sort of like Instagram stories, and then you can drive sales from more places. They're adding new paid partnerships labels to support sponsorships within the Idea Pins. And so they're putting a lot more money into it. They launched a $500,000 fund for BIPOC creators. That's Black Indigenous People of Color creators. And so it sharpens, you know, their focus on shopping as another platform. And so they're really starting to actually make a business out of it. I never understood how Pinterest even stayed in business without revenue. There are no ads. I mean, there's no revenue. So this makes sense for them to be doing it now. I guess if people are still really into Pinterest, then this is going to be exciting. Creators can use their own affiliate link to tag things. They can make money off of any products that are sold, things like that. So, yeah, if you're into Pinterest, I mean, a lot of people still are. A lot of people get design ideas. It's still really huge for wedding, in the wedding industry. Upcoming brides love to pin different ideas for their weddings. And so there's a lot of money to be made. I'm just surprised Pinterest took this long.
All right. In a moment, Victoria's going to explain something to you and to me that I don't understand at all, okay, which would not be the first time that I've not understood something that came from the world of technology, but we'll dig into it in the nitty-gritty after these words.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The story of Farmer Bro, and not my kind of Farmer Bro. This is a PH Farmer Bro, not an F-A-R-M-A Bro. This guy is a name from a blast from the past, I guess. This story is about the
true
guy, right?
Who, yep. So here's kind of so we're talking about Martin Shkreli, who is known
Shkreli
as Farmer. Yeah.
Shkreli, yeah.
Yeah, he's known as Farmer Bro. So to refresh your memory real quick, so Farmer Bro, back in 2017, he had a pharmaceutical company, and they gained national attention because he jacked up the price of a widely used HIV medication called Daraprim. He jacked up the price by over 5,000%. So that's what put him on the national spotlight. Then in 2017, he got busted for securities fraud, and now he is serving a 7-year prison sentence. So the reason he's in the news right now is because he owned something incredibly valuable, the sole copy of a Wu-Tang Clan record, and now the government yesterday released a statement saying they had taken the album from him and they've sold it, and so the money that they've made, they have not said how much they sold it for, but Shkreli bought the album in 2015 for $2 million at auction. It's the only copy of this album from Wu-Tang Clan that exists. It includes all of the members of Wu-Tang, Barcelona soccer players, Game of Thrones actress, and including 2 appearances by Cher. So that is why this is so incredibly valuable. And so we'll see eventually might come out how much the government sold it for, but they're going to use that money for restitution.
Yeah, at least it doesn't go to him. All right, there it is. It's 59 past the hour on the DJ.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.